The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the GOAT Debate, Messi vs. Ronaldo. In this podcast series, we'll dive deep into the legendary careers of Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo and find out who's the GOAT. I'm your host, DJ Drake. Welcome back to the DJ Drake Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about how Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi did what they did in football and how exactly it was achieved. These two football legends have taken over the game for more than a decade now, and everyone has their favorite. My personal favorite is Ronaldo, but we'll get to that later. But today, we're going to go in a deeper depth and basically explain their career on what exactly they did in their career and analyze their playing styles and what each has brought into football. Let me start with their early careers. Lionel Messi, as you guys know from the first episode, was born in Rosario, Argentina. He joined FC Barcelona Youth Academy when he was just only 13 years old. When he was a young child, he suffered from serious health problems, but his talent kept him going. So let's talk about their styles. Messi is often viewed as an outstanding dribbler and a very good playmaker. He is a legend on the field who can go through most defense, meaning he can, when he's getting blocked by the player, he can find a way to just get through it. It's just amazing how he managed to do this. He is honestly the greatest dribbler of all time, if I'm being honest. His left foot is legendary, and he's known for his precise finishing and his unique style of playing. Cristiano Ronaldo, on the other hand, is not quite exactly the same. Standing at 6'2" with amazing speed and strength, he can score from almost any position on the field, which is just incredible. He is the GOAT of free kicks and headers, something which simply keeps him different from others. While Messi is also an amazing player, Ronaldo is the better player, each in their own way, helps give something amazing to their teams. Whereas Cristiano Ronaldo was born in Portugal, he joined Sporting Lisbon from a young age and moved to Manchester United, where he developed into a world-class player where he won almost every single award in that year, which is absolutely insane. From the beginning, both players took different direction in their careers, one leading them to one amazing team and the other to Manchester United. Well, now let me tell you something about their achievements. The list is impressive in both players. Messi won the Ballon d'Or several times, and his trophy case is full of many La Liga titles taken with Barcelona. La Liga is the league he played for. So Barcelona is a Spanish team, so he was in a Spanish league. And he stayed there for almost his whole career, not exploring other teams, just in one career, which he did absolutely amazing. He is known for being the GOAT of La Liga. And Messi won the Ballon d'Or at least 8 times. Possibly he could win another one, but it's unlikely because he joined a team in America which isn't that great. Basically like a retirement team for him. On the other hand, Cristiano Ronaldo played in multiple leagues. He won many Ballon d'Or, many Champions Leagues, same as Messi, and many domestic cups. He was known for playing in Manchester United, Real Madrid, and Juventus, and won national championship with Portugal. He also happens to be the all-time leading scorer in the UEFA Champions League, which is the best league to be in, and it's only for the best team. You have to go through stages, group stages to get in. So it's quite amazing how he's known for being the best one in that league. Absolutely astonishing. While Messi is known for his loyalty to Barcelona, Ronaldo's journey, as I said, was through several top clubs, basically underlying that wherever you go, you can become the greatest. Not just because you're in one league doesn't mean you're not going to be good at the other league. So it just highlights that you should not give up and should take the chances. So now let's talk about the legacies. Messi is almost as good with Barcelona, but he was also good in Inter Miami, scoring a lot of goals. Sadly, in Paris Saint-Germain, it's a German, not, I'm pretty sure it's a French league. He wasn't as great, but I wouldn't necessarily say he was bad. It's just, you know, not everyone will be in their prime. Your prime will eventually be over. So, I guess joining PSG was a downfall for Messi. But anyway, Ronaldo, on the other hand, is more of a motivational player that extends beyond soccer. His dedication, the discipline he had, was amazing. Like, he was a hard worker. He came from no talent, just a boy from Portugal, to becoming the greatest of all time. He basically built an empire across the world and serves his platform for many different social media accounts that he has. For example, Instagram. He has the most followers on Instagram with over 600 million, while Messi has around 400 million, which isn't bad. Both have inspired literally thousands of youngsters, but each represents a different ideal. Messi basically showing that you should be loyal to one team, while Ronaldo, pure ambition and self-made success, shows that you should take chances, don't give up. In the short run, you may not be the greatest, but in the long run, it will all come out. The debates sometimes become quite intense, where fans argue who's better or not. So what's interesting about this is how each player has adjusted through the years. Messi's recent accomplishment with Paris Saint-Germain and the Argentina national team in the 2021 Copa America and 2022 World Cup have only strengthened his stance. Winning the World Cup was the biggest accomplishment he would ever done in his life, because while the fan would argue, oh, they don't have a World Cup, you can't be the GOAT without a World Cup, Messi has achieved the World Cup. Also receiving backlashes for apparently cheating, but we'll talk about that another time. But sadly, Ronaldo hasn't won a World Cup. And unfortunately, he wasn't the greatest in a World Cup. But hopefully in 2026, he plays and shows the world that you should never give up despite his age. While Ronaldo's performance with Manchester United and his national team continues to show quality, Messi and Ronaldo are once in a generation talent that have come to define one generation of football. While it's so tempting to choose who's better, we should appreciate for what each uniquely brought to the game enhances our love of the sport in ways that taking sides never could. Like, we shouldn't be taking sides. Even though I take sides, we should. And we should appreciate them because they don't play the same position. Messi is a good dribbler. Ronaldo is a good shooter. We can't necessarily compare them, but it really up to you guys who you guys truly believe is a GOAT. Like, just because you win so many achievements doesn't mean you're good. Messi had a lot of great players on his team, while Ronaldo had to bring recognition to his team. His team was unknown before he joined, so because of Ronaldo, Portugal is now known as a good national team. So Messi and Ronaldo, as I said, are once in a generational talent, generation talents that have come to define one generation of football. And we should appreciate for what they have. And we shouldn't compare them. Like, I know it's very tempting, but we shouldn't. Because Ronaldo said in an interview once that without hard work, you won't achieve anything. While Messi, on the other hand, said in an interview that his talents are the reason why he is as good as he is today. It just comes to show that both players had their own way of going pro. And it's very inspiring for us kids to be motivated to play. I wouldn't say that Ronaldo was a bigger influence instead of Messi, because he showed, as I said, that without hard work and discipline, you cannot achieve anything. And he proved that by joining many leagues and winning many titles. Currently, Ronaldo is playing Al Nassr in Saudi Arabia, which he also received backlash for joining, because apparently people say the league is too easy for him. He's washed, he's finished, he should give up, while proving the world wrong. He was actually the top scorer last year, showing the world, despite his age, he is still motivated and he will still play. But it's sad to see people hating on him. And when the fans are debating, they be making fun of Ronaldo and Messi when it's necessarily the fan fault that make each player look bad. We shouldn't be disrespecting these players, because possibly we could never achieve what they achieved. While as for Mbappe, he was also a fan of Ronaldo, but when he joined the sport, his ego just increased. He acted like he was better than Ronaldo, which humbled him pretty quickly in the World Cup, which he did amazing, but it humbled him, showing that you should stay humble. Messi, who scored 2 goals in the World Cup final, showed that you need to stay humble. Don't act like you're better than everyone. While Mbappe did good, scoring a hat-trick, which is amazing in a World Cup final. And people said it was rigged, how Messi won the Ballon d'Or when it should have been Mbappe, because Messi scored mostly penalties in the World Cup. But like I said, this is a discussion for another time. But what I have to ask you guys, who do you guys think is necessarily the GOAT of football? Do you think we should be debating about who's better? Or should we just enjoy soccer as an entertainment, not take it personal? Because I feel like people are taking this sport very personal in a bad way. Like, it's honestly sad that we have people debating like this, saying, oh, Messi is better because he has more achievement. Just because you have more achievement doesn't mean you're better. It's about the skills and everything. So it's really hard to compare both players. Like, it's extremely hard, because both, like I said, they both play different position, so we can't necessarily compare them. So that's basically it, guys. Thank you for tuning in to DJ Jake Podcast. And like I said, who do you think is the best? Share your thoughts on your social media. And don't forget to stay tuned for the next podcast, where I'll be going over very interesting stuff. Just think about it. I won't say what it's about. I want you guys to stay curious. And like I say, be positive. And until next time, peace. If you're still here, I would like to thank you so much for listening till the end, because it means a lot. I'm not even sure if you guys are even watching till the end. So if you're listening to this right now, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you so much for listening. It means a lot. I'm very interested in explaining Messi and Ronaldo's career. And yeah, guys, I'll see you guys later. Peace.